And so I felt very insecure, right? Part two, just felt really insecure. And so I was looking for these father figures. And so I reached out, like I said, to my uncle. And long story short, he was, you know, I don't know what it was. He was busy or something else came up. But I didn't call as much as I would call today, but I probably called like two, maybe three times, and probably sent one email, and he literally just never responded, right? You know, and again, today, like, I've run a business, I know I've been busy before, you know, he had a family, so I mean, I get it, like, he's busy, there's lots going on, he probably just missed the email, maybe he didn't want to get back to you, whatever, but I made that mean he didn't care, he didn't give a shit about me, and I kind of held that belief, and so I just kind of made that decision. And then, you know, I reached out to, I had some cousins out in BC, and they were, you know, running businesses, and I looked up to them. And so I reached out and I said, hey, you know, I didn't actually reach out. It was my dad who reached out to them, and basically, because I was interested in going out and actually working with them and kind of, again, mentoring or shadowing under them. I really wanted to get kind of, like a strong male models to look up to that I could emulate, right? But you know, it was in the down season for their business, and so I didn't actually personally talk to them because I was too insecure and scared of talking. But basically, it came back through the grapevine that basically it was the wrong season, didn't really have enough work, so it wasn't going to work, right? But you know, I didn't look at that logically. I looked at that and said, he doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about who I am or what happens to me. You know, he doesn't give a shit about me. And so I kind of held that back, right? Now, I think it's important to realize this was a very powerful moment for me because previously, I don't really exactly know when this happened, but I remember specifically during that period of time, I also came across Brian Tracy's book called or program. I bought his program called The Miracle of Self-Discipline. And in one of the audios there, he talks about how he literally hit rock bottom, had no money, and he finally just realized that, listen, you know, no one else is coming to the help. There's no one coming to the rescue. I'm 100% responsible for my life. This is it, right? So if I accept this, this is going to be my life. So I'm going to have to make a decision. And that's what I did, is I started to take things into my own hands and say, if I'm going to make a change, if my life's going to be any better, I have to do it, right? So I think it was a very important period in my life to go through because I need to realize, listen, I'm ultimately responsible for everything, all right? You can't blame your cousins or your aunts and uncles or your family or your friends or anything. You can only blame yourself, right? And I think it's part, you don't blame yourself, but take full responsibility, because what that does is that gives you the power to say, I'm in control, right? And ultimately that is what happened. And ironically, you know, so I worked, I kind of started developing myself. And what happened is I reached out, got creative, and I actually talked to one of my mom's friends who actually recommended I do tree planting. So I went, and that's why I actually did tree planting, right? Because, again, strong male figure kind of convinced me that it was a good idea. And I said, you know what, this is a good idea. And it actually was a good idea. I did get a lot out of it. So that was for me, that was powerful. But anyways, going back to the point of this was, I made it mean that they didn't care about me, right? And I carried that kind of subconsciously through until today, you know? And so I was having this interaction, and I haven't actually talked to them in ever for a while, but I kind of had this subconscious belief that they don't care about me, right? And as a result, I'm not going to care about them. And so, you know, because I was hurt back then and had all these feelings, I just decided, okay, like, you know, I don't care about them, so I'm going to do my own thing, right? And it just made me realize, you know, there's so many times that, again, first of all, it was a situation, the experience was way out of context, right? You know, for example, right now, like, I'm not running a painting business, right? So if someone reached out to me and said, hey, can I, you know, come shadow you? I'd be like, you could, but honestly, like, you're not going to make much money. I don't know if it's the best idea. Like, I don't have much work for you, right? That's a logical decision. It doesn't mean that I don't care about you or I'm not interested in working with you. It just means I don't know if it's the best idea for you, right? So I found that really powerful. I got to go in right now, so I'm going to cut it off there, but that's what I kind of got right now. Bye.